the fourth chelik of the Maimer, Atnitzavim Hayoim, page Nun Vav, all that we've been learning about until now, that has led up to the Zichroinus, the Zichron Habris, that Kesha HaPnimi, that exists, that it's within a Jew, that it's possible for a person. It's possible for a person somehow to come into contact with Kivyochel Hashem's Baruch Himself, that is the Chelek Hashem Amri that's embedded in each and every one of us. And all of this somehow is able to take place through the Shofar. Ubameh the Shofar. And here in the fourth, in this small fourth chelik of the Maimer, the Rebbe explains the inyan of the Shofar with the psukim that we're familiar with from davening every day, and that we find in the psukim of the Shofars in the Seder of Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah. So the pasuk we're very familiar with. The English, of course, might sound shocking. I mean, what it really means in English. Shocking only because we might not have translated it until now, unless you use an English siddur, or you're familiar with the Lashon HaKodesh, and to understand it more in Pnimi, is what the Rebbe explains, it will be new to us. V'zeo halu haluka halukel b'kodesha, page Nun Vav. Haluka halukel b'kodesha. Praise Hashem, Haluka. Halu kel b'kodshay. Praise Hashem in His holy place. Halu kel b'kodshay. To praise Hashem in His holy place, in His sanctuary. Halu b'kia uzay. Halu b'kia uzay. Praise Hashem in the Rekia. Rekia means the firmament, the sky. It's an interesting expression, be Rekia Uzai, the firmament of the sky of His power. Uzai, Oiz. Hashem Oiz la'amu yitain, power, strength. Halu b'Rekia Uzai. Halu b'Gvaisav. Praise Hashem for His mighty acts, for His great and mighty, for the great and mighty things that He has done, that He does. Halu kirayv godloy, and praise Him as it befits His greatness. Kirayv, His abundant greatness. Kirayv godloy. And then, halu b'seikah shofar, to praise Him with the tkiya shofar, with the blowing of the blast of the shofar. So Rebbe explains peyush b'kodshay. What does it mean to praise Hashem in His sanctuary, in his holy place? So Pashtus, you would say, in the Beis HaMikdash, in Beis HaKnesses. Perish B'Kodeshoy, so the Rebbe says, B'Kodesh HaElyon, Hu Marm V'Kodesh. The Kodesh is not talking about a place. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, B'Kodeshoy halu, haluka halukel b'Kodeshoy, it means that it's possible for a Yid, for each and every one of us, to somehow praise Hashem, to feel that Kel b'kodshay, Hashem kivyochol, the kedusha of Hashem b'kodshay, in the essential holiness of who He is. We can't intellectually comprehend that. That's beyond anything we could understand. But haluluka, halulukel b'kodshay, that it's possible for a human being to be mahalel, to praise Hashem for who kivyochol He is. That Hashem is kodesh, morim v'kodesh, that He's separate and beyond, beyond this world, beyond anything that the human being left up to his own tam v'das, his own seichel, his own understanding, his own capacity to comprehend godliness. It's not in any way shaykh for a human being to praise. But from what all that we've been learning, the Rebbe now explains this pasuk, that haluluka halulukel b'kodshay. B'kodshay, not in a place, not as it's translated into English, in His sanctuary. B'kodshay, in His holiness. Hashem kivyachol, in Hashem's holiness. We can praise Him. We can sense that. We can't explain it, but a person can sense it, as we learned in the last part of the Maamar. Perish b'kodesh b'kodesh ha'elyon, shehu marim v'kodesh, which is exalted and holy, muvdal and separate, b'pchinas levadai, unique and alone, mikol b'chinas v'geda hashpa, higher than any b'china, mikol b'chinas v'geda hashpa. Higher than any madrega where Hashem connects to the world and relates to the world by way of being mashpia to this world, by having a relationship or connecting to the world. Shubuchin is Eish Eichla, which the Torah tells us that Hashem in His essence is a consuming fire. One can't really relate to a consuming fire. And one cannot be makabel from a fire, a consuming fire. It destroys you. It's too much. And yet, David Mel says, Halulu, halulu kel b'kodshah. Halulu kel b'kodshah. That somehow a Jew is able to praise kel b'kodshah, Hashem kivyachol in His essence. Even though in His essence He's totally separated and beyond any give and take, any relationship. And to begin is Eish Eichle, an all-consuming fire. So how could there be any connection to that? Umikel el yon hanal, nishbaha or vachiz, al yidei rikiya uzay. That's what David HaMelech says. Halu birkiya uzay. To praise Hashem in the Rekia, the sky, the firmament of His power. What does that mean? It means, Shehem HaMesachim Rabim, what's the firmament, the Rekia? Again, it's not a question of a thing or of a place. You could take an airplane and go into the Rekia. Rekia, in the pnimius of what Rekia means, a divider, a curtain, as we learned in earlier Maamar, a curtain, a veil, a covering that divides between man and Hashem. It's through the Rekia that a human being is able to have a relationship and he's able to ultimately, that a Yid is able to ultimately feel Hashem's presence. Begeda Hashpa. So that's what the Rebbe explains. Mikel El Yon Hanal, Nishpa Ha'or V'Achiyas, Ayidei Rikiya Uzo. From that Madrega that's beyond us, that's called Kel, or Kel El Yon. That's beyond us. Nishpa ha'or v'achiyus, we are able to receive the light and the vitality through what? Ayidei rikia uzo, through the sky or the firmament of his strength. Shem ha'mesachim rabim, the many, many coverings. The sky, which is mavdil, which divides and separates, filters the that powerful, all-consuming fire. Aldach Marshall, just like we have the distance between the earth and the sun and the sky, the rekia, that separates between the earth and the sun, and because of the rekia, because of that sky that separates between the earth and the sun, we're able to enjoy the warmth and the glow of the sun. If there wouldn't be the sky between the earth and the sun, so it wouldn't be enjoyable at all. We would be totally destroyed by that. It would be an all-consuming fire. The sun would consume us and destroy us. So the purpose of the rakia, in that respect, al derech mashal, is to divide, separate, to conceal and hide. This is not a new concept for all of us who have been learning the Marmar over the years. To divide, to conceal, to cover and hide, so that a human being would be able to benefit and be nishba from the ur and the chiyas of Hashem's infinite light. Mikel Elyon Hanal Nishba Ha'or V'Achiyas Ha'idei Rekiyus Hashem Ha'Mesachim Rabim Shem Ha'alimim U'Mastirim Gilui Elukus Ha'Yisborach, that hide and that conceal and that hide the revelation of Hashem's light, Behelim Achahelim, one concealment after another concealment, hides more and more. So that's the meaning of Halu B'Kiyo Uzo. So again, Halu, Haluka, Halukel Bekodsho, God in His essence. That could be experienced only because Halu Bekia Uzo, that Hashem has created a Rekia to shield, to divide, to conceal and cover Behelim Achahelim, His infinite light. Halu b'gvuraisav. What's gvuraisav? What does it mean? What's the meaning of Hashem's mighty acts, His strength, His mighty power? So gvuraisav, hein heim hatzimtzum. The great mighty power of Hashem is the strength kivyochel that he uses to conceal, to cover his light. Like Chazal say, hein hein gvuraisav. What does it mean, hein hein gvuraisav, that the Jewish people are living among 70 wolves in a world that completely hates us and seeks to destroy us? Hein hein gvuraisav, and that somehow we continue, we make it, and we go through all these years and all of this suffering, and that Hashem holds back. He holds back his strength and his might. He holds back the hand that will ultimately avenge the enemies of Klal Yisrael. The gevuras of Hashem in Golus, hein hein gevurasav. As you recall, there's a discussion in the Gemara that there was a time, the time of Golus, when Golus began. So there was a movement, and for some time it happened, to omit from the Shemoneh Esrei, again, it sounds to us very odd, but to omit HaKedel, HaGodel, HaGibor, VaHanoira, to omit those words, Giba V'Noira, that Hashem is powerful and awesome and mighty. Where is his gevurah? His children are being driven from the land. His children are being tortured. So where's the strength and the awesomeness of the Creator? It was reinstated because hein hein gevuroisav, fe hein hein neiroisav. The gevurah kivyochel that's required of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold back his love, and to hold back for the reasons that he kivyochel knows. Hein hein gevuroisav, hein hein neiroisav. That's the most mighty and awesome gevurah that's revealed by Hashem restricting or constricting his love, so that you and I will be able to not only survive, exist and survive, but to be able to become the individuals and collectively the nation, the people that we need to become. The little boy goes off to school for the first day. The little girl goes to the first day of school. Whatever goes on the bus, mommy puts the child on the bus. And he would say that the mother, what's the strength of this mother? Hein hein v'reiseha, hein hein v'reiseha, is that she didn't hold the child back to stay with her at home. And whoever watches this is nispol from the strength of the mother. Now you would have said if she really loved the child, she would have gotten on the bus. That's what my mother did. That she would have gotten on the bus with the child and would have gone to school and enrolled and sat in class. And we would have said, that's a gewaltige mother. This is a mother who really, really loves her child. She got on the bus and she went to school and she sits there and she sits in the back of the class just to make sure everything is okay. And we would all be impressed and say, wow, just a gewaltige have. But the truth is, of course, that the love of the mother who holds back her tears and smiles and says, Yankel, I'm so proud of you. This is a big day in your life. You're gonna be matzliach, and puts the little Yankala on the bus, and then waves and smiles, and then turns back to the house crying. Hein hein gvarisa, hein hein narisa. This is the strength of the mother, not the one who went on the bus and went to school. The love of the mother who holds back her ahava because she knows that Yankala has to go to school. It's time for Yankala to go away from mommy a little bit. It's not. Can't continue like this. Yankel has to grow up. Hein hein v'reiseha, hein hein narisa. What a mother. She holds back her love. She's metzamtzem the or. She constricts the light of her love. Even though that causes Yankel a tremendous amount of pain. And he feels terribly abandoned. His mother left him, put him on the bus with strangers. And she's abandoned him. And Yankel doesn't understand. Where's the love of my mother? How could she do this to me? How could she put me on the bus and leave me with strangers in such a way? But those who understand are much more impressed by the love of the mother who has to use all of the strength that she could muster within herself. Hein hein v'reiseha, hein hein v'reiseha. To smile and wave and put Yankala on the bus and to send him away. Knowing full well that the little boy is crying and is brokenhearted to be separated from his mother. But she knows that that's what he needs. So when Chazal tell us that the words Giba v'Noira were not only reinstated, but they take on a much deeper meaning in Golas. Because I keep on having this thought. This has already been going on for a long time. And I've even daven for it. You're not supposed to daven for these kind of things, but I have daven for it. Like that when they send all the missiles, because there's a pasuk in Hazina that sounds like this, so I figured I could daven for it too. So when they send all the missiles, the Rishayim, that I keep on saying, Rabbi Shalom, it's the easiest thing in the world for you. We don't have to have a whole shakla v'tari about how we respond. That it should be proportionate and not disproportionate. First of all, it's the easiest thing in the world for you. Just that when they do that, to make them all turn around and go back on them. It should just go back on them. All the missiles should go back on them. Right? That's a kleinigkeit. That's nothing by the Baruch Shalom to do such thing. To make a little boop, just to give it, and it goes back on them. And then. Even though somehow they blame the Jews that we created some sort of an invisible shield and we're killing civilians, and I'm sure they'd find out some sort of the thing that they would come up with, but such an Indian. But it says in Pasuk that Hashem takes the arrows when they're shot and throws them back, right? So I said, that's what it means. Look at Hazin, you'll see. The arrows are in Hashem's Baruch's hands, so to turn it around. So he's listening to this now, he says, you've always been an idiot, Weinberger. And now what you're saying is total narishkeit. It's true, and you say the same thing. It's narishkeit that Yankel is crying and the bus is time to grow up, but it hurts. He's in pain, Yankel. So he cries. And his mother, the mother's also crying. So can't we work this out? This is what we don't understand. But hein, we do know. Hein, v'roisav, hein, v'roisav, that the Baruch Shalom could do such a thing. If any of us could do it, we'd do it in a second. And we'd invite all our friends and family to watch, if we could do that, to send the missiles back. So the Baruch Shalom doesn't do such a thing? He doesn't love us? So, hein, v'roisav, hein, v'roisav, this is the gvuris, this is the neroisav of Hashem's Baruch with us in Golus, that he holds back the light of his love. That's what the mother's doing. Why? Because the mother understands that the child must go through that hestapana in order to become who he has to become. He has to go through that terrible bus ride and being in school and feeling that the mother has left him and crying out and whatever it is, that's part of his growing up, to become a mensch. So when David HaMelech said, Haluhu b'gvuroisav, praise Hashem for his mighty acts, for his gvuris. So we would like to say, oh, that means that the Baruch Shalom is giving a clap. He's sending the missiles back. That's the gvuris of Hashem. We've been zeichet to see things like that, gvuris over time. But the Rebbe is saying that the gvuris of Hashem are hein heim hatzimtzumim. The tzimtzum, the holding back of light. The creation of rekia uzai, of firmaments, of skies, of separations, of veils, of coverings. There's nothing kivyochel that he'd rather do than to throw himself in our arms, to jump onto the bus and to grab us. But that's not the tachlis for now. The tachlis is hein hein gvuroisav, hein hein atzimtzumim. The tzimtzumim, the constrictions, the holding back. Asha achra helem vayislabshus or einser baruch hu bekam minil avush madregas shinus, that Hashem's infinite light is enclosed in all types of garments, madregas, different levels, madregas. As a result of that, as I nishba ha'or v'achiyas kav l'kav, ze'asham, it says in Pasuk, a little bit here, a little bit there, a glimpse here, a glimpse there, a piece here, a piece there, ze'er, a tiny little bit that we get, which gives life to all worlds. That's what we're saying. The whole universe, which is so magnificent, is only a ziv. It's a kav l'kav, zeh sham, a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of Hashem's love. The whole universe with all of its beauty. So we're saying, nafshi chaylas avasach, I'm lovesick for you, that you should take away all the coverings. Nafshi chaylas avasach. That Hashem covers the infinite light, b'kama mini levush madrega shaynes. But through that, through the coverings, the filters, there's a little bit of oren chiyus that comes through. Kav l'kav zeh sham k'deish yuchel kol ha'ilam esel yenem sachtem l'kav b'chiyusim. So that all worlds, above and below, should be able to receive life. Just like the little boy in the bus, even though he feels like he's dying, that's when he's starting to come to life. And like when the baby is going through the process of being born, when it's the mother's in labor and the baby's going through that terrible, traumatic thing of being born, so the baby feels, this is it, I'm finished with this, I'm dying. The baby feels, I'm dying. And everybody's waiting on the other side to say, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, how you doing, Shalom Aleichem. And he says, I'm dying, they're killing me over here. My mother's killing me. Same thing, so the baby's in the mother's womb, it's Mechai and the Malach, and everything is good, and the baby has it with his knees, doesn't have to go to school, and doesn't have to go to work, just sitting there, Torah and Parnosa. Everything's terrific. It's terrific. It's being with a kilo without even feeling guilty about it. Like that you're taking, it's not that they told me people to feel that way, but it's unbelievable. Can't get better than that. And mommy's oichel mashim, oichelas, shayse mashim, imashayse, he eats what the mother's eating, he's speaking to the mother's, it's gewaldig. Mommy, me, boishlam, lachem, that's gewaldig. And then all of a sudden, there's like beep, 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 you know what's going on, and they start pushing him over there. They say, get out of here, and they start to, and he says, he screams out to the Malach, what's with you? Help! And mommy, what's going on here? Then he starts to get, it's all kinds of crazy, it's dark, because until then there's a Neodolic, there's a candle, and his mommy beside him, there's the whole universe. And all of a sudden it's dark, and he's being crushed and pushed and crushed, and he's screaming and yelling, and comes into the world, and it's coldness, and it's an orgashmi, physical light, and there's some doctor taking him and holding him, and they put him under water, whatever they do. I always stay away from that whole thing. And then that's it. And then the next thing is Mazel Tov, and he goes, Mazel Tov. And then his mother's putting him on the bus. Before he knows it, his mother's putting him on the bus. Not then. And I was talking to the mother the other day. She told me that she puts the children to bed at 5:30 in the afternoon. I said, 5:30? You win the contest. Then they're like, 7, 8 years old. 5:30? That's the afternoon. I said, when do they get up? She says, they get up at 5:30. It's 12 hours. But it's Kedai. She's like this. I have the night. So, in the morning anyway, mail it. But I get 5:30 to 5. So 5:30, I never heard that. We used to shoot for 7. And that was only, worked a few times, 7 o'clock. This I never heard, 5:30. So you might as well put the kid in at lunch and leave him there. Make it 12 to 12, what kind of it's shift? They make it like, what is this? You're working on the docks or something? You're a mother. You let the kid stay up a little bit. It's 5:30, finish. I said, what about Shabbos? No Shabbos. They make a mock kiddush in the afternoon. That's for the poor kids. No? Yeah, Mark Shabbos, yeah. I said, I hope you don't make a Mark Havdola in the afternoon. You should be careful. Kiddush, a little bit you can make, but be careful with Havdola don't make in the middle of Shabbos. So the baby comes to the world, and then the next thing, a couple years later, he's on the bus with a little tag. He says his name, and he's going, what is this? Same thing. They pushed him out of the house. He says, I don't want to go. His mother pushes him out of the house. He says, I thought you were a Malach. You're not a Malach. You're a murderer. And the mother pushes him onto the bus. And the mother pushes him onto the bus. And here he is again. So we understand the same way that when the mother gave birth to him, he became a Bar Hochi, to be an Eved Hashem. Because inside it wasn't an Eved Hashem. And now he's thrown onto the bus again, going through the pain, the labor, that whole thing. And now he's put onto the bus, and he's in school. And again, the people that he doesn't know are taking him and doing this and telling him that. But we understand that that's how he becomes an Eved Hashem. that's something he has to go through. So hein hein gvurisa, hein hein leirisa. It's the gvur. From that the child has life. Kadei sheyuchel kol ha'olam is el yoinim v'sachtoinim makal b'chiyusa. The all worlds should be able to receive chiyus, life. They become alive because of Hashem turning away and crying and holding back his love. B'mistarim tivka nafshi, it says in Pasuk. The Gemara explains in Chagigah that Hashem cries, Hashem is sobbing in his hidden place. Bati gavoy, bati baroy, there's a Rashi, there's Rabbi Chananel of how to learn pshat in the Gemara, in the Pasuk. B'mistarim tivka nafshi. Was the piece Etzner in Eish Kodesh, in the famous piece in Eish Kodesh, is if the Baruch Shalom will let out one peep, one krechts from the crying, from the screaming that he does in a place that even the angels don't know, the whole universe would return to nothing. Watching what's going on, he said, here, what we're going through at that time in the Holocaust. If the Baruch Shalom, if one krechts of Hashem would get out, if he would... If the gvur of Hashem, if that strength of Hashem would crack, and one cry of Hashem would come out from the crack, the universe would go back to nothing. That's how much love there is. That's how much love there is. A mother is a marshal. How much love there is. It's Ein Sof. Ein Sof. All of you and myself, we've had stories, true stories about how there were parents that when they had no choice, there were parents that had the ability to do this. Only a few could. I mean, there were thousands of children that had been lost to Klai, so some got back. But when they had to give over to some goyim, to give over their baby, to give over their child to some, hopefully to some caring and nice people, that would hide, that would take care of the child during the time that was coming up. What that means for parents for a mother to give over the child, knowing very well that there's not much of a likelihood of ever seeing the child again, and not only babies but children who are a little bit older, and saying it'll be okay, and we're going to come get you, and so on. We'll come get you. There wasn't much of a havamina that they would be able to go get them, and to smile, to say this. That's the gvur, to give life. Ukarev gaidloi. In English again, as it befits his greatness, his abundant kerev gaidloi. His abundant greatness. Peyrus, Sha'acha ha'mesachim v'atzimtzumim, after all of the coverings and all of the constrictions, the holding back, tzimtzumim, nishavu v'neslu v'nivru ribuye revavus oylemis la'ein keis v'sachlis. Now we're speaking about the abundant greatness that's revealed in all worlds. There's so much that lives as a result of Hashem's holding back. Karev God, like all that is. And we only see a tiny little part of it. The world that we're in is only a tiny part of the picture. It's Havav and Esav, Nivro, Ribay, Riboy, Rivavais, Eilamis, La'en Kates, Vesachlis. Billions, trillions of worlds, in Kates Vesachlis. Kamasha Kosev, as it says in Shir Hashirim, Va'alamais Ein Mispar. Alamais means young women. But Chazal tell us that it's hinting to Olamais, worlds, without number. V'chal Olam Ein Mispar L'gedudav. B'chol oilam ein mispa l'geduda. There's no number, there's no way to count. The geduda means the, like, troops. It means there's not, the geduda echad, elef alofim, Chazal describe what billions and trillions, angels, worlds, all of that is part of Kerov Godlai. And all of that exists because of Hashem holding back. Because of Halu Bigvuraisav. We could try to think of this when we're saying that little capital in Davening. It's a couple of words. There's a pnimius of what the Rebbe's telling us what it means. Lachain ksiv kiroiv godloi v'loi kigoidel godloi. Kiroiv means a lot, not the strength or the power of his strength, but a lot. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of worlds, a lot of malochim, a lot of things. V'cholze halu lahamshich b'seika shayfa. V'cholze halu b'seika shayfa. Lahamshich b'seika shayfa. All of this takes place through the avoda of tkiya shayfa. All of this takes place through the Tekiah Shofar, which is the scream without words. Remember, B'chinas Tshuva Yilah, as we learned in the last Chalik of the Maimer, the highest Tshuva, B'chinas Pnimiyas Nekudas Alev, the inner point, the inner point of the heart. B'chinas Pnimiyas Nekudas Alev, a kol poshet without words, a sound without words, which is the Tekiah, expressed in the Tekiah. Meloyas Chalkas Oysius, so that being divided into letters, into words. Leas Bechinas Dibur, to form words or speech. Or from the Kudas Halev, that when a Jew, through the Shofar, cries out in such a way, that begins the process that we've just been learning about. Halu Kel Bekodsho, that Hashem is praised, kivyachal, it awakens the Infinite One, that b'chvoid of a'atzmai, kivyachal, himself. Is mashpil himself, descends, or causes his light to descend through all of the coverings and concealments, to be revealed as Melech Yisrael. Kol poshet kiyur chulu b'leis chalkas oisis liyas b'chinas dibur kanal. Masha'enikain adei chitzayin yisalev. Shitzok haba mibchinas tam v'das. Remember, there's the lower level of tshuva, which is also, of course, wonderful, and it's the beginning, which is called the chitzaynis alev, the external heart, part of the heart, the outside of the heart, which is a scream that comes based upon tam v'das, one's thinking, one's reasoning, one's understanding, one's logic, one's ability to comprehend and appreciate how the world is a ray of Hashem's light. But that's all tam v'das, that's the chitzenius halev. He bore l'chlal diva v'schalkas oisis, that we could already speak about with words, we could praise, we could say tilum, we could talk about that. That's not as deep as the shofar, it doesn't reach that place. Because Isis, letters of speech, are formed in the seichel, in the mind. Because the father is the yisoid that gives birth to the daughter. And we'll talk about that in the Peirush. That's explained in the Zohar Kaddish. We'll start a little bit in the Peirush. The Perek Zeh, back on the Nvav, the Perek Zeh Yevora HaPerish HaPnimi B'Ksuvim HaLuka V'Chulukel B'Kodsho B'Seika HaShoifa. Here the Rebbe is going to explain in Pnimi is the meaning of the Psukim that we say in Shoifis, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Al Pimashin is Bar B'Perek HaKaidim, according to what we learned in the earlier part of the Maimer, B'Toichna HaPnimi Shal Tkiya Shoifa, the deeper meaning of Tkiya Shofar, Shehi Hatsa'oka HaPnimis, which is that deep cry, that inner cry, HaMoireres Es Zichroin HaBris, that awakens the memory of the Bris, as we learned about last week, what that means, to remember, for Hashem to remember, Shua Keshra HaPnimi, which is the inner bond, Shabbain Yisrael v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, within Hashem and Yisrael. Based upon that, Yuvnu haksuvim b'tehillim, we can understand the psukim in Tehillim. Sha'imim b'psuk yishayfis, that we say in Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Halul b'kel b'kadosh b'kiyuz ha'gros ha'kvav gula, Sekir shayfid l'chayr, enimuv en ha'kesher ben ha'dvarim halal. When you read those psukim in Tehillim, it's not clear, what's the connection between one and the, what does it mean? What's Halul kel b'kadosh? Sanctuary in the sky, Gvuras, Kray of Godloy, and then what does that do with the Shaifa? Nothing seems to have any connection, one thing to the other. Nukudas ha'inyin hi, but the Nukudah of the Inyin is, Hakosuv metayer es Godl ha'yirida v'hashpolu l'fanav yisborach. What the Pasuk is describing is the unbelievable yirida, descent, and ashpola, how Hashem lowers Himself. Lefanav Yisborach, the humility, the ashpola. Kedelivrei, in order to create, ulahachyes, and to give constant life, as kolab ruim, to all that exists, vilias melech aleim, and to be king over all that exists. The unbelievable Yerid and Hashpola. And I remember having this thought once. We're talking about when the kids are little. So I, on more than one occasion, I remember, you know, when you have to handle with children, when you have to handle with little ones about their inyanim, you have to get into all kinds of like negotiations with children, like to get them to do something. And many times, you know, the only way that I would have like a little hischas, because I would think about it a lot. But you know, like when they're fighting over who got more mandlach for the soup, you know, the soup nuts, they're like 10,000 in a jar. You know what I'm talking about? You put in the soup. Okay, mandlach, croissants, yeah, that the little orange, the little yellow. So all the time, like. I did it with such fear and trepidation when I would make for the children. You know, you can't undo themselves because they just like pour the hole. So I would try to do it and I was always watching. You can't count it, but I was trying to make it very, very, you know, good. There should be like, I was like, there should be just like the right amount. And it was never, you know, it was like, you always give her more, and he gets more, and this and that. And I don't want, and then you know, this whole thing. So then I have to start to talk about it and to explain and to try to use different things and to, you know, and you know, I you get a chalisa das like this Friday night, and I'm spending an hour counting mini mandlach. I have like this swarm that I want to learn over there, and different plans I had, you know, like for stuff, you know, to learn and get, and I'm here like there's only he, how come he has 82 mandlach and the little my little girl's counting in the soup the mandlach, and I have to explain that the you know, so you every parent the way in her knows that this is you can go out of your kelim and you can become yourself like a little child. So the this chaskus is that's nothing, not in a billion trillion compared to the Bnei Shalom's Esek with our inyanim, with our big inyanim that we think was such big knackers. It's not even a marshal. It's not one in a trillion. It can't be counted. More than all the mini mandals in the world of what the Bnei Shalom is mashpil himself to give us life. And to be Isaac and Aaron Yonim in our things of this world. It's not even a Moshe Ba'alma to any of that. And if you think about that when you're with children, it could even be if you're with a 40 or 50 or 60 year old child. To think that the Bnei Shalom is the Savlonis, that he's soivel us, and that he's mashpil himself to go into our games, our inyonim, that the infinite oilness that the Bnei Shalom descends into our lives. A person thinks about that. So that's what the pasuk is describing. They live lachis melach alayim. What causes this process to take place? In other words, each year in Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem's Baruch should once again play the game with us, and get back on the floor and count mini mandlich with us. What starts all of that? The shofar. For that, it's kedai for the Bnei Shalom Kif Yochel to be mashpil himself, to lower himself into our narishkeit, into our inyanim. From where does that start? B'seikah shofar. Haynu atzaka apshuta me'oimek alayv shal b'nei Yisrael. The shofar is the tzaka apshuta, that simple scream that comes from the pnimius of a yid. Shiha ma'ireres lamala, that awakens above. As I rotsin li as Melech Yisrael. They rotsin to be Melech Yisrael. V'meila gam Melech Ha'olam. Melech Yisrael, v'meila Melech Ha'olam. So you could have a woman that the whole 9 months she's saying, I didn't want to have this baby. I can't believe I'm having this baby. I'm never going to be able to take care of this baby. I'm not interested in this baby. Don't talk to me about this baby. And what am I going to do about this baby? And then the baby is born. The kid gives a scream. The mother gives a scream. The kid gives a scream. Everybody's screaming. And then a little bit later, she's sitting there, and no one's allowed to take the baby from her. The nurse has come. She says, "Don't come near my kid. Right? It's my baby." He said, "For 9 months, you don't want this baby. What was ma'ira such a thing in you? That was ma'ira. What was the cry of the baby?" And the baby was coming out, there was Ma'ira, there was a Tekiya Shofar that was Ma'ira in you, such a Rotzen, to give life to this child, and to raise the child, and to go through whatever this child has to go through, and to be with the child, the infinite love that a mother has. And it's a mashal, just a mashal, that we're not masig at all, what it means when we cry with the Shofar. Halu b'seika Shofar. That the halu b'seikah shofar is what brings about halu kel b'kodshoi, that it draws Hashem kivyachol out from his infinite place of who he is, to create a world with thousands and millions of coverings. Hein hein g'roisav, until mommy puts Yankala on the bus. The same mommy that can't let go, won't give the baby to the nurse, puts him on the bus because that's what he needs. And because she loves him. So she has to hold back her love in order that he should be able to live and to grow. All of that comes from that scream of the baby, of the shofar. That's Ma'ira L'mayla, say Ratzin, is Melech Yisrael, Melech Ha'olam. Or Be'ez Hashem will continue next morning.